This goes to Dr. Vanderhoof, VanderHoof, fax 989-352-8451, regarding Rebecca Stewart, Stewart, date of birth 6/18 of 1946. Dear Dr. Vanderhoof, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Stewart with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, and hypertension. Her last visit was July 8th of 2024. Her weight is stable. She is complaining of severe right flank pain. It started more on the right lower quadrant, then radiated around to the right flank. And she has had lumbar spine surgery this year. So she was mildly concerned that that might be related to her back surgery. There's no visible blood in the urine, no dysuria, no history of kidney stones, no fever, chills, no rash. And she states that it generally does not hurt when she's laying down, but as soon as she gets up in the morning, it's very painful. It hurts when she moves. And she is going to be seeing you this week for further evaluation. No chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear, no cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema. Medications, she's on gabapentin 100 milligram twice a day, Mounjaro is 15 milligram weekly, olmesartan 20 milligram daily, metoprolol is 25 milligram twice a day, and glipizide 5 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 163 pounds, pulse 75, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 152 over 82. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender anteriorly, slightly tender in the right flank to light palpation. No palpable muscle spasms. And extremities, no edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 3rd, 2025. Creatinine is 1.4, estimated GFR is 38, and that's a stable level. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.3, albumin 4.1, phosphorus is 2.7. Urine protein to creatinine ratio is 1.16, so that is elevated, and she is on olmesartan. Hemoglobin 12.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We would like her to continue getting labs every 3 to 6 months. Two, hypertension, slightly higher than we would like today, but she is in a great deal of pain. So we'd like to figure out the cause of the pain and then evaluate blood pressure once the pain is under control. We have asked for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. That'll be done in Greenville or Big Rapids, depending on which facility can get it done quicker. To rule out kidney stone obstruction or hydronephrosis of the right kidney. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months also. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.